This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The big tech headline of the current news cycle is that Google is getting into the thermostat and smoke alarm business, $3 billion into it in point of fact. Google is buying Nest Labs. It's a company that launched back in 2011. Their flagship product being a thermostat that learns your habits and helps you save energy. You can control it with your iPhone to boot. Lots of bells and whistles on the thing. Ben Johnson is the host of Marketplace Tech. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Kai.
$3.2 billion, that's a whole lot of money. What does Google get out of this deal?
Well, Google gets into your house. Phones and tablets.
All right, stop right there. That's a scary thought, man.
It's a little scary, but, you know, it's not too bad. Google does some pretty good things with giving you information immediately and sort of being smart about doing things with the information you give it, right? So Google's right now, they're doing tablets, they're doing phones. That stuff is eventually going to plateau. Those sales are going to flatten out one of these days. So Google's got one real revenue stream. I mean, that stuff doesn't even really make money. They make all their money serving ads.
Right.
And eventually that might go away too. So the company's getting serious about other opportunities. The connected home, the Internet of Things, this could be a big frontier.
All right. We'll get to that Internet of Things thing in a minute. Nest, though, gets what out of this? I mean, this is sort of the ideal startup acquisition model, right? Because they're going up against Honeywell and Johnson Controls and all these other huge, well-capitalized multinationals.
Exactly. This is what Nest gets. Nest, thus far, has been kind of the spoiler, the little guy. Nest has made a really, really nice product, but they haven't been able to scale up. Google gives them that. Google says, all right, you want global reach? We got that. You want money? We got that.
All right, so the Internet of Things. I mean, you've done some work on this on the Tech Report,
and
I know you're interested in it. This is the first step toward somebody somewhere knowing how much milk I have in my fridge and reminding me that I have to go to the store.
So picture this, Kai. Ready? You're walking out of the house. Maybe you got a kid or a pet under one arm, got a bag of stuff under the other arm. You're yelling at Nest, asking it to, you know, turn itself down, turn the heat down. I'm going out of the house. And Nest says, no problem, Kai. And hey, I know you're on the way to the grocery store. You know that smutty nose IPA you Googled the other day? it's on sale. So why don't you pick some up?
Which is awesome and scary.
It is a little bit scary. Now, we should say Tony Fadell, the guy who's the CEO of Nest and now whose boss is Larry Page, says that
the CEO of Google.
Yes, the CEO of Google. So he says that basically their privacy stuff hasn't changed. They're not going to give all their data over to Google. He has promised that. The question is, will that someday change?
I read somewhere this morning, and I can't remember where it was, or I would credit the source, that this deal really and all this stuff, the Internet of Things about the connected devices in our home, is really about, I think it was the most valuable asset of our time, which is human behavior.
The way that we behave is one of the big promises of big data. I mean, think about it. Visa wants to know how you behave, right? And Visa puts a lot of money, a lot of time and effort into understanding how you behave.
And therein is the rub, right? That nexus between what Nest knows about us, our behavior inside our homes, and what Google will know about us as a result, right?
You know, I think it's a long way off. I think right now Nest is going to be focused on building stuff that is great and works really well in your house and makes your house more efficient. But, you know, eventually Google's going to want to give you an ad. Google's going to want to have you log into Google Plus, that sucky social network that we all love to hate. And
does this now mean we all have to be on Google Plus to use Nest? I mean, that would be like apocalyptical.
That is the running joke.
Is it really? I had thought of it myself.
The Twitters have been talking about it, have been tweeting about it.
Ben Johnson, he hosts Marketplace Tech. Ben, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Kai.